Okay, why don't we go ahead and begin? So first of all, let me welcome you all. So I'm Andrew Jordan. I'm one of the coordinators of the program, if I haven't met you yet. And the rest of the coordinators are down here. I just saw Ronnie. He's going to be coming in along shortly. And I guess as the day goes on, other members of our program will be arriving as we come. So the topic of the workshop is thermodynamics of quantum systems. And I want to sort of outline a little bit of what we have planned for you for this next 6 to 8 weeks. And then just to start off with, I have a few practical things I wanted to go over. And if you have any questions along the way, please stop me. So hopefully everyone has had found a place to sleep last night and with a little bit of help. And so we're all, so if you need any help with accommodations, the KITP staff is very good. James Brill is helping to coordinate the housing. So if you need any help with that, please let him know. For transportation, if you have a car here, you can get a parking pass. I just did that this morning at the parking office. I can tell you where that is. But the preferred way of getting around is on bicycle. So if you haven't been here before, you have these designated bicycle lanes, and you have to watch out for them because they won't stop if you walk in front of them. So be careful of that. But if you want to get a bicycle, there's a very nice bike shop in Isla Vista, and you can rent one for a few weeks, and that's fine. And that's a good way of getting back and forth. If you're in the residence, for example, back to here and back and forth is a nice way of doing that. The KITP staff, so Lars is the director, and then we have a number of other staff members around that can help you out if you need help with your financial commitments, with getting reimbursements, getting your coffee cup. If you haven't checked in yet, after our meeting, you can check in at the front office, and they can get you set up with your office and your everything else in that regard as well. So you should have already received your financial commitment letter from the KITP staff, and then you'll also be directed to the right person to talk with about getting that set up when the time is right. If you have not yet in an office yet, every member of the program has a designated office where you can sit and work during the day, so they'll give you a key for that as well. We also have a website, so if you haven't seen it yet, I can show you our little website. There it is. So on this website, this is the one I made. It's just to advertise quick links to the program. The talks will be happening during the day, as well as our social activities. So if you just scroll down here, you see some quick links to the directory, who's going to be around, if you want to talk to someone in particular, the schedule, which I'll talk about in a minute. And then there's also the social activities. Talk about that. And then I have a long list of things to do if you haven't been to Santa Barbara. There's a lot of really neat things. It's a very beautiful and culturally active place. So there's lots of fun stuff here that I've written down that you can think about when you have a moment to go and do some sightseeing or going to do some dining down the Isla Vista, which is this little student town just here on this side of campus. The surrounding area is called Goleta, and then further up, of course, is Santa Barbara. Okay, so we'll put our social activities there. Good. What else? Okay, good. So those are the financial sort of practical things. For scientific things, So this is going to be very different than the usual conference. So a usual conference is you come and you have a bunch of people, there's a series of talks, everyone sort of talks about their latest discoveries and discusses during the coffee breaks. This is going to be very different from that. We're going to have basically, typically only maybe one talk per day, introducing a topic or talking about some theme of the conference. And so really the focus of bringing you all here for a long period of extended time is really thinking about trying to generate some new results in collaboration with each other rather than just reporting on old ones. And so that we have a lot of unscheduled time for a lot of discussions and interactions and thinking about new directions to work in. Okay. So in a moment, yeah, so here I've on the schedule there is a series of talks this week, so one talk per day, so for the rest of the week. And these talks are mainly pedagogical, so they'll outline some theme of the conference and discuss it in a way that's accessible for a broad group of people. So one of the neat things about this program we've put together is that there are people from many different subdisciplines within quantum thermodynamics. There are people that work on, for example, quantum transport. There are people that work on quantum open systems, people that work on the thermalization of closed quantum systems, so many different aspects of the field. But often those subgroups don't have a lot of interaction with each other, and so I'm hoping that for this, as this next week, as we get to know each other, the themes of this conference will begin to be opened up, and everyone will be able to kind of enter in each of those themes. All right, and so what we've done this week is I've just sort of scheduled out talks till Friday, and then as we discuss, have these discussions. So the idea is that in our talks, we'll have some presentation for a while, but then we'll have stop, and then we'll have some discussion amongst the group about what the interesting questions are in this field, what we want to be interested in working on. And so I want to try to keep the schedule a little bit dynamic. So as we have a certain direction we want to go in, I want us to be able to have some flexibility in what we want to hear about in the following week. And so the schedule is that as we go through the week, I'll present another set of talks on Friday that will then schedule the next week's activities. Okay. The social. So in addition to the scientific activities, we'll hopefully have a vigorous social program as well. So our social coordinators are Janine and Luis. And typically, I'm hoping we're going to have typically maybe two social events per week. So this could be something like the barbecue we're having tonight, or maybe it's going to be a hike, or going to the beach, or something fun like that. And for those of you that brought your families along, please also encourage you to have them also attend and come along with that as well. So those will be announced both on the website I just mentioned a moment ago, as well as the email list that we have for the whole group of people. Okay, so the first one is tonight. We're having a welcome drink and welcome dinner. We'll start the drinks at 6, the barbecue at 7. If you haven't had time to go out and get anything yet, I can bring most of the things, but please feel free to bring your own drinks if you like, or I can fill in for some little bartending on the side if you'd like me to as well. You can do that. And then please also bring your own food to grill at 7, and if you haven't been to the residence yet, outside the residence, there are some very nice grills. We can all barbecue and spend time out on the patio together. It's very pleasant. And even if you're not staying at the residence, you should have access to it with a key fob. And so we'll all meet there tonight and have a nice time. Okay. So with that, I wanted to then stop my talking and just sort of turn in a little bit and get to know each other. So I want each of us kind of go around and tell us a little bit about each other, just to get acquainted. So who are you? What do you do? What would you like to learn from this program? And something unusual about you, something that may be interesting and fun for the rest of the group to know. Okay. So I'm going to start to show you how it's done, and then we'll go around the room. Okay. So I'm Andrew Jordan. I work at the University of Rochester in Western New York. I've been on sabbatical for the past year, so I've been living in, actually a little bit further south of here. I've been in Orange County most of the past year. I work on lots of things. I'm interested in quantum measurement theory. I work in quantum trajectories. I'm interested in quantum thermodynamics as a general topic. I'm interested in engine design. I also do mesoscopic transport, things like that as well. So some of the things I want to learn from this conference is I want to learn more about this question about how systems thermalize if they're in isolation, an isolated quantum system. There's been a lot of really interesting development along those lines. I'd like to learn something about that. And something unusual about me is the fact that I actually am an alumni of this institution. My PhD was here in UCSB in 2002, but I've not been back to this place until now. So it's kind of a homecoming for me. So that's about me. So why don't we go around, we'll go up this way and around the back. So why don't we start next with Jenny?
Okay, I'll just sit here.
You can just sit there. You don't have to come to the front of the class.
Yeah. I'm Charles in Sweden, and I'm mostly working on quantum transport, open quantum system dynamics, and so in this context, I've been using quantum learning systems. And so I think in the beginning I'm trying to work a lot with Alpha. We have some collaborations ongoing, but in principle I'm very much interested, for example, in entropy and information in drug transport therapy, questions like this. So therefore I'm very much interested also in having more coming from the information side. And I don't know.
Tell us something unusual about you. Yes, there is.
Unusually happen to be one of the social coordinators and information stewardesses.
Good. And you have some nice things in store for us, right? Yes.
Okay.
To help with that.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, pass the microphone. Thank you.
Unusual
among
us also that I spoke without a microphone.
Okay, so I'm Rafa Sanchez. Can you?
I also work in transport, mesoscopic systems, electronic devices, like quantum dots, quantum Hall effect, things like this. We were thinking about what brought me here probably is to that we were interested on how to convert heat into thermoelectric problems and how. Now we are more interested or also interested on how to manipulate heat currents in mesoscopic devices, not only for converting them into power, but to find like thermal devices like diodes or transistors, things like this. And questions that we could answer here, of course, is the connection with quantum mechanics. How can one use quantum effects to do these kind of things? One of them is the obvious one would be entanglement, which is always in the mind of everybody. But I don't see, but at least I don't know of any machine that is indeed using entanglement to do any operation, and maybe also quantum measurement. So had some ideas ago, but okay. So, and something unusual is maybe that I'm sleeping in a suite that is much larger than I expected. Because the unusual thing here is the most common thing in Spain is that my name is really common in Spain. Is Sanchez, there are millions of them. But there were supposed to be two Sanchez in this conference, but one of them didn't come finally. So then he said he would not come, and then they canceled my room. So yesterday we had to find another one, and they gave me a huge. So for the moment, this is fine. No?
Hi, I'm Dario Poletti. I'm from Singapore, as you can see. I work on many body dynamics, usually many body quantum system coupled to environment. So there are many, of course, transport and energy conversion are typical things that will come out and then try to study. What else they are supposed to do?
What do you want to learn?
What do I learn to learn? Yes, exactly. So I'm interested more in a strong coupling. Now I would like to see understand a bit better when a system, you cannot use so easily the weak coupling approximation between the system and the buff or the system and the load, and how this affects the functioning of the engines, or even transport problems, and understand better how to model buffs, and I come from a cold atoms environment, cold atoms community, so I'd like to learn more about solid state systems a bit better. Unusual, but pretty usual, I don't know.
Why are you in Singapore?
Why am I in Singapore? Okay, good question. In 2001, I went to France for an exchange program, and there I met my wife, who's Singaporean. So slowly I drifted. There was a strong attractor in Singapore. Yeah. Okay, good question.
Hello, can you hear me well?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. My name is Samuel Jacob. You can call me Sam for short. I started my PhD 8 months ago under the supervision of Massimiliano Esposito. the University of Luxembourg. I'm pretty much interested in, well, I'm still actually discovering the field, so if you ask me particularly what I'm interested in is kind of a difficult question, but I would say that maybe measurement is my main focus of interest for this conference. What else? I mean, one peculiar thing about me that comes to mind is that I'm actually not a physicist by training. So I am a biochemist by training, and I gradually shifted towards theoretical physics. What else? What else can I say about me? Am I missing something?
Are you from Belgium originally?
From Belgium?
Yeah, Luxembourg.
No. I'm actually Portuguese, and I went to Luxembourg to study. Yes. Okay.
I'm just a local observer. I'm not officially in the program.
We allow you to be part of us. It's okay.
I appreciate it.
Tell us about yourself.
What is my name? I do some quantum manipulation, mathematical aspects. I don't do it. If it's something going, I could go on forever. My PhD is from the University of Pennsylvania in a discipline called regional science.
My name is Roy Dan. I am a PhD student of Roni Kozov, under the supervision of Roni Kozov. I started my PhD half a year ago. I study time-dependent processes in connection to quantum thermodynamics. What I like to learn more is about strong coupling also in this time period, and other stuff outside the scope of what I do, quantum measurement, quantum information maybe more. And the unusual thing about me, I like surfing. So this is a big attractor coming here.
Come to a good place, yeah, okay.
There's no wings.
So hello, I'm Luis Correa, and I'm the University of Nottingham. I've been working for a while in quantum thermodynamics, so I have a background in open quantum systems, and I've been working on the design of refrigerators mostly. And then I also work on topics related to metrology, and I'm interested in thermodynamics aspects of metrology, like cost of measurements, or also I have a strong focus on quantum thermometry, like temperature estimation. And what I would like to learn more is about strong coupling that has been mentioned. I would also like to learn a bit about cold atomic gases, because I think it's useful for thermometry. Maybe we should talk at some point. And peculiar things is I'm also one of the social coordinators, which is it's funny because I'm a bit. Basically, I think I will be organizing hikes because I like hiking a lot. So if you like hiking, then you should come with me to hike. So.
Hi, I'm Mark Bullock. I'm the deputy director for your program, so I'm here to just help you do the best science you can. So my office is just along that wing that goes out to the ocean where the director Lars Bilston offices. So come by anytime to talk. I'm actually a soft matter theorist. That's what I work on for my research. Some unusual things. So half of my career is in two parts. First half of my career is in particle theory and string theory, and the second half is in condensed matter theory, in particular soft matter. I grew up on the other side of that ocean, New Zealand, so I like this ocean a lot, and I sail in sailing regattas here, so that complements your surfing. Lots of surfers go sailing. So if you want to know about sailing, come and talk to me. Okay.
Is that an invitation to sail?
There's a sailing center here where you can, you don't need to reserve. You can just go down and jump on boats. You don't even have to set them up. So that's separate. I sail out of the yacht club, where I know people with boats. That's a little harder to get on because they have regular crews and so on, but you can sail out of the sailing center. So if you have like a couple of people, it's good to have one extra person who knows something. I have a card also. That's what they like down there, that to have, even if you lose, come last in the race, they say, well, at least we have a theoretical physicist on our boat. Anyway, so there it's easy to sail out of the sailing center, and people from other programs have done that and organized activities there. And so, yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello, good morning, everyone. I'm Obinna Abba by name, originally from Nigeria. So at the moment I work in Belfast with Mauro, and then I did my master's, started with condensed matter, then shift to nanoscience, and then nanothermodynamics for PhD, before it is become quite known as quantum thermodynamics. So I work mainly now on heat engine, and then here I'll be more interested in understanding more about the influence of measurements on thermal devices. And then also, one question I've been asking is like, maybe how to quantify like efficiency, if one takes time into consideration in these heat engines. So this is part of the interest I have at the moment. And then for the unusual thing, that's kind of difficult to say, but one thing that is usual is that I have to somehow be used to be in a conference where I don't see someone of my color. so that's one thing I always like have to go by with in this community. So thank you.
I'm Marcos Rigol from Penn State. So I work essentially on isolated quantum systems and thermalization. I'm really interested in many body systems. So that's my main expertise. I work on cold atoms and condensed matter. So I'm really interested in learning about open systems. So I want to connect my isolated systems to Bath and think about that somehow from first principles. And then that's why I'm here. I'm going to be spending the entire time of the program here, so I hope to talk to everyone. And then what is unusual, I started doing QCD in Cuba as an undergraduate, as a master's student, and then I changed to essentially condensed matter when I did my PhD.
So hi, I'm Benjamin Huard. I'm coming from École Normale Supérieure de Lyon, and I'm doing experiments in superconducting circuits. And so we have done experiments in quantum information, and now we are also focusing on quantum thermodynamics. And so I'm very interested in this program in learning more about the link between quantum measurement and thermodynamics. And also, how to build a heat engine that could be relevant for experiments. I guess what's unusual about me is that I'm an experimentalist. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, my name is Ronnie Kosloff. So with Andrew, we're one of the organizers of this program. So I just came now, and I'm interested in everything. So everything you do is interesting for me.
And what's unusual about you, Ronnie?
Nothing.
Nothing. You're completely ordinary.
I was born in Los Angeles, you see. That's it. So I'm local here, so that's all.
All right, okay, so Cyril came in late. We have to let Cyril introduce himself.
Mm-hmm. Hi, so I'm Cyril Eloire. Sorry, I missed your presentation, so I hope I will have to, we can discuss later in the program. So I'm a postdoc of Andrew, so at the University of Rochester, and I've been working on quantum thermodynamics, especially the role of quantum measurement, and here we can see quantum measurement as a thermodynamic process. And yeah, I will be here for the whole duration of the program. So I will be very interested in meeting you and speaking a bit about what why you are interested in quantum thermodynamics. Thank you.
And Cyril, tell us something unusual about yourself.
Unusual. I'm playing the accordion, which is kind of something unusual for, I think. And I brought my accordion here, so if some people have brought some music instruments, I hope we will be able to play a little bit together.
So if you haven't had a tour of the residence yet, there are actually three pianos in the residence and three guitars as well. So if any of you are musically inclined, feel free to extend yourself for the mutual benefit of the whole program. We'd be very happy to hear you play. Okay, good. So for those that came in late, I gave some brief introduction to some practical things. So if you have any questions about day-to-day life here at KITP, please let us know. So we'll be working here in this building. All of the conferences and discussions will be happening here, but then all the social activities and dinners and sleeping arrangements are over in the residence or near there.
So welcome everybody.
I think the next thing that's official is just our drinks at 6.
Okay, so tomorrow.
So tomorrow we have our first talk, yes.
Robert Alitsky.
Alitsky is speaking, yeah. And it'll be, so there are actually two meeting rooms in this building. So this is called the main seminar room. This wall comes down, that becomes the little seminar room. But we're in the, something new since I graduated here. I came in and they said, oh, you're in the auditorium. I said, what's the auditorium? It's something new that they've built in the since 16 years have gone by. And so if you go out through this corridor and around, there's a big auditorium over there, and that's where most of our talks will be held. So we'll be there tomorrow morning. Okay. So I think for the first day, rather than getting too much into the scientific discussion, just take your time to kind of explore, get oriented, find your office, all that good stuff, and we'll do science tomorrow. Okay? Thank you.